we spend $57 billion a year in New York State on education. And quite frankly, our performance is falling off a cliff.
Common Core may be beneficial, probably is beneficial, but you can't thrust it upon students, on faculty, and on administrators.
Where you need to know 54 divided by 6 is 9. You now have 4 different ways where you can create error. And so if he made an error in step 3 and got the wrong answer down here, he gets the whole thing wrong.
New York cannot do that and separate itself from 44 other states. If there are serious identification issues with a standard in a grade level, we would like to know what that is.
I've tried to opt out of these tests for the last 5 years, and every year I was told there is no such thing as opting out. This year, I became quite a lot more educated on the process, and I was not going to be derailed.
Have to sit in the seat with the rest of the students with that test before them and not be able to go out to another room or to have a book to read in front of them is despicable.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
As you walk around, is that there's a strong academic culture, that teachers have really spent time digging into the Common Core standards, thinking about how best to help their students achieve mastery of those standards.
You have to have firm, experienced, educated leadership that know what they're doing.
I think there's a lot more information we need as to how that could happen.
We certainly don't want anything like this to happen again in the future. To the extent possible, we will not hire anyone until we have evidence of their certification.
I believe the board is divided because everyone has their own agenda.
The adults in the room are going to have to figure out their politics.
For the sake of the community, these kids, like every day you see them outside, they're hopeless.
I am hopeful that we will be able to reach an amicable agreement that will ensure a smooth, fair, and civil transition.
I want the public, though, to be careful about something. It isn't as if parents don't want their children in school or that parents are casual about education. It's that families, often families in poverty, face barriers that make it very difficult for them to even fulfill the commitments they want to make to their own children.
We have complained about the security at Bennett before. In fact, I sent a letter to the superintendent and the members of the board saying we don't have enough security officers.
Until they feel it and see it and sense it, they won't believe it. So we will, during this interim, begin to do the kinds of things that let everyone know that we're serious.
They called my wife and told her that come pick up your child because he's formally suspended for leaving the school.
Instead of 2,100 kids, 2,500 kids, you're talking about really about 3,000 children, really. You know what I'm saying? So when it's all said and done, it's compounded. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, with the new school board, with the new superintendent, we'll move in another direction.
There's tremendous anxiety in the community and concern about this failing school. How do you plan to communicate to the community, to the parents, about this failing school and your plan?
Currently our test scores are low, but we're in the process of working really, really hard to make sure that it improves. And we have a lot to offer the community.
There are demands on the schools in general to put a rich curriculum together, to make sure that you're using strategies that bring out those new outcomes that you want, and that you prepare for some very rigorous tests.
It's difficult because English is not my first language. I mean, I really want the Common Core. It's difficult for us. Even English is our second language.
We need to have greater cultural intelligence, cultural sensitivity training within the classroom dynamic. Everything is governed by what happens between the teacher and the student, in my estimation.
Thinking about what to do as I go to college, because I really want to be medicine.
We have a really good process in place to ensure that every student that's eligible for the college scholarship is applying for it.
You should start reading because it could give you information about stuff, and some books are funny.
I like to read any kind of books.
Night before I go to sleep, I read my favorite book.
Goal is to just approach literacy any way we can and any interesting way we can.
This is
is gonna be the best day. Come on, come on. My life. Oh, 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 oh. Sing it.